Fish fossil was the first public sculpture that I created. I was pretty excited actually. It was my first time I used concrete in an artwork, and the work itself is about 12 tons. And if you actually have a look opposite on the other side, you'll see a little prototype built into a wall, which is the size of a Besser block. I used this as my mock-up to make sure that it would actually work. The end result, very happy with it. And if you actually have a look, you can actually spin one of the wheels, which a kid always likes that. The Kangaroo Point Cliffs were actually first formed just after settlement when the English decided that they couldn't find any natural resources to take back home. So they actually used the rock as ballast for their boats, which was a bit of a shame. They should have been putting some nice timber in there or something. So the concept behind the actual artwork was, as they were removing the rock away, they revealed this fossil. But being a modern day fossil, it's used from discarded machinery from a really broad cross-section of industries, as you can see. A lot of automotive components, bits that you can spin. Kids love to spin some of the gears in the artwork. And then you've got the gizzards, which is like an exhaust pipe for out of a motorbike. It's this identifying and discovering of the objects from a really broad cross-section of industries that gives this extra layer of appeal, because not only can the public enjoy the fact that it's a fossil of a fish, but they can be engaged and think about their childhood and their work and see components that relate to them.